And now, a sorrowful update. In January, we brought you a story about a group of Arizona pilots that volunteers to fly blood to hospitals in remote parts of the state. Well, one of the pilots featured died last week in a plane crash during such a delivery. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Stina Sieg has this remembrance.
Whenever anyone asked Mac McClure why he delivered blood throughout Arizona for the group Flights for Life, he always had the same answer.
We save lives. It's the only reason I fly blood.
When McClure's small plane went down in the woods of northern Arizona August 2nd, the 76-year-old pilot was on his 887th blood delivery in a decade.
It was 100% with him.
Jerry Kapp, a fellow Flights for Life pilot, says McClure was the face of the organization, and not just because he was their president.
He was loved by everybody.
Sue Thu, a spokeswoman for United Blood Services of Arizona, remembers when McClure was given an award for his work with Flights for Life. Thu says McClure was adamant he wouldn't be in a photo alone, saying the whole group deserved the honor.
He wasn't the kind of guy who wanted to take the credit for anything. He wanted to be part of a team that did something wonderful for the community.
Thu says every year the group delivers enough blood for 20,000 transfusions. Transfusions that have helped save people, like Scott Tipton, a former Phoenix area police officer with a rare blood type, who was shot 7 times after responding to a domestic violence call. When McClure was interviewed back in late 2015, it was clear how proud he was of being able to help people.
And if you ever need it, I hope you never do, then we will be there.
Not long before Mac McClure died, he helped Flights for Life expand beyond Arizona to bring much-needed blood to isolated parts of New Mexico and Texas. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.